30 verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about and see all they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlightened, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The subject this morning is a lifting up by light. A lifting up by light. And our objective is to understand the lifting power of light. I am going to go very rapidly from our scriptures. There are seven important products of light. Light or revelation. Number one, light or revelation brings elevation. Arise, shine. Why? Thy light has come. Light or revelation brings elevation. People can remain only at the same position because of the absence of light. Number two, light or revelation. And when we say elevation, we are talking about rising above situations. Talking about rising above limitations. We are talking about soaring higher than what kept you down before. Secondly, light or revelation brings distinction. It is the secret of shining. Anywhere you see a man shine, light is at work. Anywhere you see an outstanding life, light is behind. Anywhere you see an outstanding ministry, an outstanding minister, a distinguished businessman in the gospel, light is fueling it. Thirdly, light or revelation brings glorification. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Why? Light came. When we are talking about glorification, we are talking about the allocation of honor, the allocation of dignity. Lighted men are honorable men anywhere. Lighted women are dignified women anywhere. Number four, light or revelation brings illumination. Illumination is the flooding of darkness until it disappears. Light or revelation brings illumination. Illumination is capacity to subdue the forces of darkness. By light, darkness is subdued. And by light, darkness is subduable. Number five. light. In John chapter 1 verse 5, you say the light shineth in darkness and the darkness comprehended not. Number 5, light or revelation brings unctionization. One light can change your anointing level. Lakoteke babalagarada. There is something God will show you that shifts your oil. He said, and the Lord shall arise upon you. The Lord himself upon a man. That is what is called the anointing. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth to the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. When God hands himself over to a man, it is the anointing. Light brings unctionization. You cannot be lighted and be unctionless. If there is a realm of anointing, for example, you are looking for, it means there is a light you need to catch that you have not caught. I caught a light in the realm of healing some time ago, and the healing unction shifted level. You catch a light in the realm of deliverance, it shifts level. You catch light in the prophetic realm, it shifts level. Number 6, light or revelation is the magnet for attraction. When you are lighted, you are crowded. That is why insects gather around light. The pillar of fire by day and the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire by night and cloud by day was the reason for the gathering of the children of Israel. You cannot be lighted and be bankrupt of people. Children go to sleep when they take light. They stay awake when there is light. They gather around light. Have you noticed that when a house is on fire, you don't need handbills to publicize it? People are naturally gathered around where there is light. Whenever a man, a woman, a minister, a pastor is bankrupt of the relevant people around his life and ministry, there is light he has not yet seen. The Bible says Solomon was not a pastor. He was not a preacher. He didn't walk in any realm of miracle. But all the earth sought him because he carried light. Kings sought him. Everybody trooped in the direction of Solomon because of what he carried. Before I go further, let me force this on you by prophetic decree. In the name that is above every name, from this day forward, the light that is coming upon you in this conference is releasing you to your next level. The light that is coming upon you in this conference is establishing you in distinction. The light that is coming upon you in this conference is eliminating every shame and every sorrow and every reproach and every disgrace. The light coming upon you in this conference is causing the darkness around you to die. The light coming upon you in this conference is releasing you to a higher level of the anointed. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, share the Lord must amen. How many people are here? You are tired of the level you have been all this while. You are desirous. See, these things are in levels. The things are in levels. Joseph was a manager. He first managed a man's house. What was the name of the man? Potiphar. Then he went further and managed an institution. What was that? The prison. Then from there he went and managed a nation. What was that? Egypt. And eventually managed a generation. Because the whole famine was all over and the whole world sought him. He was a manager since. From when he was in Potiphar's house. But the mantle for the next level wasn't there. Moses was always a leader. Whether the Bible says he led the flock, he led. That was the word used. He led. To lead is not a leader. First of all, he started leading. He kept going. He kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock. Whether it was the leading of people or the leading of animals, there was leadership. He led the flock first. Then he graduated from leading animals to leading a nation and then leading a revolution. See, what you carry, what you carry has a higher level. What you are doing has a higher level of it. The tailor in my village is a tailor too. But if I ask him to sew me a suit, it may not be wearable. He will sew coat. There is one in Aba who is doing very well. But there is an industrial realm somewhere in Italy, in Spain. They are in levels. There is a light that comes and then you shift. And people are wondering what happened to the man. Overnight, the anointing on his preaching just changed. Overnight, power everywhere. Something is flowing there. It's flowing there. It's flowing there. Liga baba rata sike lite frite kizi. Ikoko baba daga laga yada yada yada. Overnight, his worship just changed. Overnight, everything just changed. What is this that has happened to this man? It is called light. I am here to announce the light that is needed for your next level is coming upon you now. It's coming upon you now. It's coming in this season. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Look at somebody near you, say, light is what you need. And you shift in level. Light is what you need. And you shift in level. One day I came in for one service. Very, very brutal. Very, very, very brutal service. There was very, very, very dangerous apostolic operations. People walking, wheelchair, all manner. Then very, very incisive prophetic words. Remember the man that I was pulled out and told of how an altar of insanity is making everybody mad in his family. Some of you watched it. And the man confessed and said, he's the only person not mad. Four brothers, all mad. And then they died. My wife asked me, he said, what's happened? Something just happened now. I said, I saw something. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Light multiplies the unction. I speak to somebody here today. The light you need to shift to the next level in the unction. That light is coming right now. Your believer shall the loudest. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of God because the journey is still going. Light is the magnet of attraction. People gather around light. Everywhere there is light, there is the gathering. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive gathering by light. Number 7, light or revelation is the vehicle for provision. Is the vehicle for provision. There are things you will know that shifts your supply level. Is the vehicle. He said, lift up your eyes round about this. Come from afar. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then shalt thou see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted. Light is the vehicle for provision. Revelation is more important. Is more important than perspiration. Those who carry revelation don't have too much of perspiration. And perspiration means sweating. To lack revelation is to continuously perspire. Light. The income of ministry can shift. Personal income can shift. Personal resources can shift level because you saw something. You are not just giving and sowing and tithing, but there is a light that is behind your action. Of course, revelation brings restoration. That will be number 8. Thy sons, thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Say they come from afar, which means they left you before. Right? And now they are returning back. There are churches here, those who left out of very useless excuses. Under pressure, they shall return back. Thy sons and thy daughters. In Luke chapter 15, verse 8, a woman lost a coin. It was with light she used to find it. It was light she used to locate the coin that was lost. Everything the enemy took from you, everything the enemy snatched from your life, in this season of this conference, the light and the revelation coming is bringing it back to your life. It's restoring back, restoration of relationships, restoration of contacts, restoration of giftings, restoration of mantles, restoration of graces, restoration of supernatural ability is happening for you. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Let's look at the examples. All right, let's go over what we have just said. What does light do? Light brings, or revelation brings, elevation. And then is the secret of distinction. And then it brings glorification, honor, dignity, beauty. And then brings illumination. And then brings unctionization, the anointing, the power. And then light or revelation is the magnet of attraction. And then light is vehicle for provision. And then light or revelation brings restoration. Many of us, we have a very, very solid prayer life, but we are bankrupt of light. Prayer without light is like gun without bullet. And we are going to trust God that the backup of the prayer will be the heavy availability of insight. I preached a message in our Dunamis Church dedication 2 weeks ago. Pastor Joseph, what's the name of the place? Kuruduma. Powerful church. Do you have the picture here? I know we had the picture coming out in Seas of Destiny. And I preached the immutability of our God. And in that preaching, I said that the only time God will fail is when he decides to lie. Anytime God decides to lie, he will fail. That is, he lacks the capacity to lie. Titus chapter 1 verse 2, in the hope of eternal life, in which God that cannot lie, promise, he cannot. Not that he does not. Not that he will not. If he will not, it means he can, but he has chosen not to. If he does not, it means it's not his habit, but he can have it. But he cannot means, even if he makes up his mind to lie, for any reason, lie can't come out. Truth is what will come out. Hello? So the only time God will successfully fail is whenever, for any reason, he wants to lie. And since he cannot lie, he cannot fail. And then we said, on the opposite, that the most impossible thing for the devil to do is to tell the truth. Because the Bible said in John chapter 8 verse 44, you are of your father the devil, and the deeds of your father will you do. There is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. Please give me other translations. One translation says, when he lies, it is consistent with his character. For he's a liar and the father of lies. That's New Living Translation. Give me another one. Another translation said, When the liar speaks, he makes it up out of his lying nature and fills the world with his lies. There is a one, a translation says, he speaks his natural language. When he tells a lie, he is only doing what is natural to him. Because he is a liar and the father of lies. I said, anybody asking the devil to tell the truth is wasting his time. What is your name? How many are you? Where did you come from? What did you do? And then wasting your life. Telling the liar to tell the truth. Jesus tried it once. He said, what is your name? He said, Legion. Legion is not a name. It's a number. It's like saying, what is your name? 8,000. Which is another lie. So I concluded by saying, whatever God says to you is true. Anything the devil says to you, if it is God who said it, what is it? If it is the devil who said it, what it is? A woman was watching on Facebook from Namibia. While this was going on, she had breast cancer for 13 years. They had uprooted one of the breasts already. She was billed for surgery the following Monday. Was it not a Thursday? We did that thing. She was billed for surgery the following Monday. The breast was in a very terrible condition with sore and bleeding and everything. She said when she heard, anything the devil said is a lie. If it is the devil who said it, it's a lie. If it is God who said it, it is true. She screamed and said, I am healed. It was the liar who said I was sick. I am healed. Instantly. 13 years, the dripping of the water dried. The next day, the scar dried. By Saturday, no trace of cancer. That is the power of light. I am speaking to someone here today. A light is coming your way that is about to blast the devil. That is about to blast that devil. It's about to show the devil the road to hell. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Do we have examples of people who were lifted by light? Yes. Example number one, Joseph. Joseph was lifted above prisoners. Lifted above all his family members. Lifted above all of Egypt by light. Lifted above the prisoners in his situation. Lifted above his family members. Lifted above all of Egypt. Psalm 105, verse 17, all the way to verse 20. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time his word came. The word of the Lord, that is the light we are talking about. In the beginning was the word was God, and the word was God. The same was with God, and so on and so forth. It's light. Until the time that his word came. You can actually say, until the time that his light came. And the light of the Lord tried him. That is, he processed him. Light is a processor. He processed him. The king sent and loosed him. Even the ruler of the people. And let him go free. That is not the end, though. He made him lord of his house. He made him ruler of all his substance. To bind his princes at his pleasure. And to teach his senators wisdom. From the prison to the palace at the frequency of light. You cannot carry light and not gather flight. From the prison to the palace at the frequency of light. Light is fuel for flight.
It is not possible to remain where you have been if you can connect the appropriate light. That was Joseph. Second example, Job. Job was a man. All right, Job chapter 29, verse 1. I'll read all the way to verse 6. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, that is light. When by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God, the same light, was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, that's the anointing, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter, and the rocks poured me out rivers of oil. Lighted people don't have drops of oil. They are connected to rivers. Rivers. Dryless anointing. Borderless grace. Did you hear what I just said? Borderless. Boundaryless. Borderless grace. By light, Job overran darkness. By light, he was bigger than everybody in his generation. By light, he was not transacting with buckets of oil. Rivers. Where you have drops, it can dry. Oil evaporates too. Oleic acid, palmitic acid, inside the olive oil, the normal olive oil, evaporates too. At very high temperatures. After you have been ministering by fire for a long time, all of a sudden appears as if the oil has dried. But not when you are connected to rivers. Someone say aloud, amen. Someone say aloud, amen. The ambassador of Zambia was here yesterday. And all the Zambian delegation, you are welcome. Can I see your hand? All right. When we went for that dedication of that church, he was there too. He said he saw my wife writing and writing and writing. And he said, what is she writing again? You have been married to this man all these years. What are you writing? At least you have been hearing him preaching. My wife told him, say, I have not heard him preach one message twice in 23 years. More than 23 years. That is, he carried the topic and repeated it verbatim for where? The book is too deep for such repetition. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? He said, what are you writing again? Write? Are you overwrite, sir? My wife will write a note, go back home and take action points from what she has written. The rivers, the rocks poured me out. And the rock of all ages, Jesus, the resurrected Lord, poured me out. Rivers of oil. There are people whose oils are going to multiply in volume after this service. You are the one saying amen, say it like a believer. Say a louder believer, say amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That was Job that was lifted by light. And you know, he said the secret of God was upon his tabernacle. By his light, he walked through darkness. And if you go down to that passage, Job showed us one of those lights. His ministry to the needy. From verse 11, the ear heard me and blessed me. And the eye saw me and gave me witness. Why? Because I delivered the poor and so on. He began to give us some insight into the light that gave him a flood of oil. Insight into the light that made him overwhelm and overrun darkness. Somebody ready for such light, say amen. Example number 3, Peter. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 17. Matthew 16, 17. Concerning Peter, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give unto you, unto thee, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Jesus said to everybody, who do you say that I am? Some say Jeremiah. Some say everything. Okay. Who do men say? They said, but who do you say? Say, you are the Christ. Peter said. Say, okay. Blessed art thou. Set apart art thou. Peter, I shift you to another class. All apostles are equal, but some are more equal. Peter shift in class. For seeing what they could not see, I shift you from them. Why do you want to operate at the same level with another and you haven't seen the same thing? God is not unfaithful. No. For seeing what they failed to see, I shift you. Peter became the effortless pillar of the early church. Everybody consulted Peter, including Paul. The difference between us is not the coat we wear. Your coat may be more expensive. What of your light? The difference between us is not the car we drive. You have a big car. Do you have big light? The difference between us is not where we live. It is the light that drives us. The difference between us is what we have inside that people haven't heard yet. The things we know that has not been shared yet. Hallelujah. He shifted Peter. He shifted him permanently. Will you lift up your right hand and say, Father, that light that will shift me permanently, I connect it now. Say, Father, that light that will shift me, I connect now. It's already flowing. That light that will shift me. It's on that sister right there. That light that will shift me. I connect that light today. Because I need a shift. I need a demarcation. In the name of Jesus. I was talking with a young man that I knew many, many, many years ago on the university campus. That is zeal for God 99%. everything, or maybe 100%, everything intact. But this guy was just totally permanently struggling. Permanently struggling. When we started talking, I said, I engaged him and we were talking, from the utterances of his mouth, I saw 0 degree light. Oh. Because I thought that if our zeal is equal, our result will be equal. That's what I used to think. I thought that if we could fast the same length of time or be zealous and passionate and just be doing all those things, that everything will be the same. Until I realized that content determines impact. The content. Content, not container. Zealous container, bankrupt content. That's why those who market products, they say liquid content only. That is the most valuable thing there is the content. So it's not the bottle we are selling. That's not what is the content, what is inside. It's a great mystery. It's a great mystery. You are going to make up your mind today and make demands on God to affect the content inside your container. I cannot be empty. Some of us, people look at us and look up to us and expect certain things to come out of us and they are wondering why. Is God unfaithful? All these years I used to know this person is not a sinner. He doesn't tell lies. Why is it that things are still like this? So something right in there is missing. Missing majorly. 0 light in financial area. 0 light in supernatural operations. 0 light. Take your seat, but it's coming today. Say a louder amen. Amen. Say the loud most amen. Amen. And say amen at the top of your voice. Amen. Final example will be Paul the Apostle. I think he was the most lighted man in the New Testament. He was a man, in Galatians chapter 2 verse 2, Paul the Apostle said, I went up by revelation. You cannot have revelation and go down. You go above circumstances. You go above situations. You go above limitations. You go above your generation by the possession of revelation. I went up by revelation. One day he said, by the abundance of revelations, I was given a thorn in the flesh. That was 2 Corinthians 12:7. So it was a man who was swimming inside revelation. He told the Hebrew church one day, he said, I have so much to tell you, but I cannot tell you now because you can't bear it. Because even the ordinary milk I'm sharing with you, you can't understand. So there were things that Paul understood that he could not tell anybody till he died. Revelations he carried that were not shareable. Otherwise, they may stone him as an agent. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And by reason of that, Paul, who was the late comer apostle, became the frontliner apostle. Even though he respected Peter by longevity, Peter respected him by productivity. Peter speaking said, by the abundance of revelation, he said, God gave our beloved brother Paul certain wisdom. I think it's 2 Peter 3 verse 15 thereabout. He said, things that made people confused and they struggle with his revelation. He said, as also in all his epistles, speaking about Paul, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood. That is Peter that was with Jesus Christ found Paul hard to understand. There were things Paul knew that were hard for the understanding of Peter.
Is there any doubt that Paul will be sending handkerchiefs to distances and demons were cast out? He walked in all the gifts of the Spirit, all word of knowledge, word of wisdom, design of spirit, working on miracles, miracle working faith, gifts of healing, gifts of prophecy, diversity of tongues, interpretation of tongues. He was an apostle, moved in the prophetic. He was where pastor, teacher. There was no grace he didn't touch. If it was available, it was accessible. By virtue of revelation, by virtue of what he knew that others did not know, I want you to wake up today and let your eyes be open. Let your ears be open. Let your understanding be open to see something you haven't seen before. God forbid that we keep on roaming at the same spot until we end as a reproach. God forbid. You are about to go up. Somebody say a louder amen. And it is not bold face they use to go up. If it was, lion would be flying. If it was, lion would be flying. But it is not. It is in his realm. The eagles fly because his eyes has capacity for light. Light enters the eyes of the eagle 8 times more than the human eye. Corneal pigment cells 8 times more concentrated than the eyes of a human being. In fact, far more than that. They're showing you the eagle eye vision. The clear inner eyelid nictitating membrane sweeps across the, to keep the eye clean and moist without blocking the view. Protects all manner. The eagle can stand here. And the bony ridge protects the eye from too much sun. Pierce and catch light. And as it catches the light, it takes on the flight. Soaring. It has little effort to flap its wing. It soars by light. It's going to happen to somebody. In this generation, God is raising a set of people that will manhandle the forces of darkness, manhandle principalities and powers, and show the devil how to regret his devilism. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. A lifting up by light. Having said that, what is the power of light to lift? What is the power of light to lift? Number one, light arrives with the unction or the anointing to break limitations. Light carries unction. Light carries anointing. See, arise, shine, for your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light. And kings to the brightness of thy rising. Say the Lord shall be seen. The Lord himself shall anoint you. The Lord himself. Every new light introduces new unction. It arrives with power. It arrives with unction. And the aim of the unction that light comes with is to cause people to rise above situation. No, is to break limitations, causing you to rise above limitations and situations. When Jesus said, launch your net into the deep, he told Peter. Peter cannot say, I will not. The anointing to make the fishes gather, the anointing to make the fishes enter the net was inside that word.
They cannot say no. The lake is empty. No.
Inside revelation
is the unction for manifestation. Inside revelation. If he will show you something, inside what he showed you is the anointing to make what he showed you happen. I said it some time ago when I was coming from my office one day. Our pastor from Lokoja was with me and I think two other people then. And they brought a young man chained with four chains. I don't know if you have heard this story before. Chained with four padlocks. The only son of his mother. He was mad. And I came from the office. I looked at him. And I said to them, leave him. Four people were holding him. And they were saying, leave who? Somebody four people cannot hold. And they look at each other like, well, he himself is standing here. If anything happens, he's also here. So they left the man. Next, I said, lose him. Lose who? What kind of challenge is this? Padlock one, loosed. Padlock two, loosed. Padlock three, loosed. Padlock four, loosed. They unwound the chain. His hands was bleeding. I said, sorry. He said, thank you, sir. He adjusted his dress. I said, go on your knees. He went on his knees. Led him briefly to Christ. And I said to him, see, Atami, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I can't be mad. And then I said, in Jesus' name, you are free. Handed him over to the mother. It was not up to 5 minutes, everything. I said, go. Then I started going. Our pastor asked me, I said, what just happened? You didn't even pray. See. And I told him, I just left my office. That time, the office was down here where the editor's room was. And I was just feeding on light. In Luke 10:16, he who heareth you, heareth me. He who despiseth you, despiseth me. To me, he was saying to me when I saw it. See, light means that you are seeing the scripture the way God is talking to you. He said, anybody that will hear me will hear you. Any devil that cannot despise me cannot despise you. So I came out with that fire. That the devil that cannot say no to Jesus can't say no to me. When I say lose him, the devil heard. I began to even feel that his voice is inside my voice. That as I speak it, the devil is hearing him. And that devil checked out the tomorrow. They never returned back to say he was sick. Checked out the tomorrow. One day I came to this church on a Sunday morning. I said, be fruitful. It's not an advice. It's not a counsel. It's not somebody trying to. It's a mandate. It's a command. And you are not permitted to be a commandment breaker. I said, the rats deliver every 21 days. Do they go to gynecologist? Did there any obstetrician attend to them? While I was talking with fire on the altar here, a woman at the gallery there said, the moment she heard rat, she realized that in her house there were so many rats. And she couldn't eliminate them no matter the raticides she bought. No matter the what? Raticides. So she said, if all the rats in my house are giving birth to children without prayer, barrenness to her. The last menstrual period she saw was the last. And she gave birth to their children. I announce it to everybody here. If the rats are giving birth, and the dogs are giving birth, and the goats are giving birth without going to the hospital, I announce to everyone,
Go and bring forth in Jesus' name.
When she heard that statement, the anointing landed and killed the barrenness. When the woman in Namibia heard that light, the anointing went and killed that cancer. It's the power of light. Something is happening to you. Shout the loudest amen. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So light arrives with the unction or the anointing to break limitations. Number two, light fuels faith. Fuels the faith of man for victory. It fuels your faith. You just see something out of scripture and then all of a sudden you scream like Papa Yereko, I can never be poor. It just makes your faith to come alive. Romans 10 verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when your faith comes alive, your victory is not contestable. Kenneth Copeland said, his aircraft, the door, was having problem with working one time. So they tried to lock it, it can't lock. They tried to open it, it can't open. Tried, they did everything. And he wanted to travel. And getting it to a aeronautical engineer or anything like that will affect the journey. So he sat down and began to pray, Lord, what do I do about this matter? And he got light. All things work together for the good of them that love him. He said the moment he saw that, he knew what God was talking about. So he went to the aircraft and said, Door, you are 18. And you are meant to walk together for my good. You don't walk against me. Lock it now. Boom! The door locked. Open it. Boom! Open. Light repaired an aircraft. Door, you are a thing. And he just showed me now that all things work together for my good. You are a thing. And you are to work with the other parts of this aircraft for my good. If you have faith, your faith comes alive. And when your faith comes alive, you are like a wounded lion. Ready to take on any challenge. Ready to rise beyond the limitations. Ready to rise beyond the confrontations. Number three, light imparts might and strength. It imparts, light releases the impartation of might and strength. Call it, light transports energy. What we call light is electricity, is energy. When you get light, there is an instant spiritual energization. Instant spiritual energization. That makes you to run. Arise, shine. Why? Light came. Light came to give you energy to rise. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Can you see there is a connection there? The Lord is my light, I shall not fear. The Lord is my strength, I shall not be afraid. Is it not the same thing? The Lord is my light, I shall not fear. The Lord is my strength, I shall not be afraid. So the Lord is my light, I shall not fear. The Lord is my strength, I shall not fear. So the Lord is constant. Fear is constant. There are two variables, light and strength.
light is equal to strength. The Lord is my light, I shall not fear. The Lord is my strength, I shall not fear. Lord, Lord, fear, fear. What we are left with is light and strength. So light equals strength. Lord equals Lord, fear equals fear, light equals strength. Did you see it there? The Lord is my light, I shall not fear. The Lord is my strength, I shall not fear. Lord, Lord, fear, fear, light, strength. That is spiritual electricity formula. Hey! Lift your hand and say, light equals strength. If I can connect light, I don't have to beg for strength. Every situation of weakness is a bankruptcy of light. In any area where you see your weakness, in that area, look for light. So, light comes to grant you energy. And when the energy comes, you take off. They said that when an eagle is sick, he goes to the top of the rock and spreads his wings and looks straight into the sun. The light coming from the sun gives his strength and he takes off. That's why we need light. Light of scripture. Finally, light brings guidance and direction, which facilitates both acceleration and elevation. Light brings guidance and direction. There are things that you get to know because you got in touch with light. Know what to do. Okay, is this what to do to keep the supply of this ministry going? All right, I'll be doing it. Is this what to do to make sure that the church is not crawling and growing? I'll be doing it. Job chapter 29 again, verse 3 and 4. He said, by his light I walked through darkness. So light guides. Light guides people's steps. When you are guided by light, you cannot be stranded on it. Light guides. Anybody still following anything here? Say amen. Should I go ahead? Are you getting anything? What is light? Let's go ahead. What is light? Light is the combination of insight in the word and action steps in the world. Insight in the word and action steps in the world. Light, or let's say revelation, is the combination of illumination and application. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. It's not light. It may be an information. It becomes light when you know what to do to make your God supply your needs. Am I communicating? That's why people say, I got a revelation, but I never saw a result. Inside that revelation, did you get application? The Lord shall bless my bread and my water. That is not a revelation. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. So you just got a revelation. If I will serve him, he will bless my bread. All right, I donate myself. Light gives you both possibility and responsibility.
Inside light, you see possibility. Then you also see responsibility. Inside light. It is not qualified to be called light until you know what to do with it. The most exciting part of revelation is the role to play. The role you are to play. Is the role you are to play. That's the most exciting part of revelation. What you are to do that you will be excitedly doing and enjoyably doing. Oh, you mean if I can be doing this and that and that, that is the answer to everything I've been, the stagnation? All right, the road is clear. Then you begin tirelessly. I prophesy, before this service is over, a major light will arrive for somebody. If you are the one, say it loud, amen. If you are the one, say it louder, amen. Amen. You are the one, shout the loud, most amen. Amen. Lift your two hands and say, Father, I apply for light. Open my eyes to catch light. I receive now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Take your seat. Now, in conclusion, how do you access light? Isn't that wonderful? Number one, love for God. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. Behold, as it is written, eyes have not seen, it has not, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him, but God has revealed them. Lovers of God are lighted by God. They are what? Lighted. Love for God is your is the expression of your time spent with him, the expression of your affection for him, the release of your sacrifices for love is love gives. When you are convinced, you know, people know, the devil know that you love God, you cannot be denied light. Love for God. Number two is desperation for light. Desperation. Then shall we know, if we follow to know. For as long as it takes for me to know, I must know. That was Hosea chapter 6 verse 1. Desperation. There is a secret to ministry and I must know it. There is a secret to supernatural supplies in ministry. I must know it. There is a secret to the evangelistic, to the miracle ministry. I must know it. Desperation. Number three is inquiry for light. Inquiry for light. That is, you are asking God. That is asking specifically. Lord, can you show me the way to do this? Lord, can you show me this? Can you show me that? Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16, stand in the ways and ask, which is the right way? What do you want me to do in this condition, Lord? And then you step into the spirit while you are asking. You are stepping in while you are asking. Inquiry for light. Number four, the attitude of joy and excitement. The attitude of joy and praise. The attitude of joy and praise. He said, with joy, shall you draw waters from the well of salvation? I need light. The truth of the matter is, the depressed can never have access to inspiration. Revelation is never the privilege of the depressed. Depression excuses people from revelation. The attitude of joy and praise. Can I go on? Number five, the garment of meekness and humility. The meek will he guide in judgment. Psalm 25 verse 9. And the meek will he teach his way. Arrogance and pride is an enemy of light. Arrogance and pride are enemies of light. No proud man can have insight. You are ready to learn from anybody. Was that number five? Number six. Praying in the spirit. Praying in the spirit connects us to the frequency of light. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2. He said in the spirit we speak mysteries. We speak mysteries. Hidden secrets. 1 John chapter 16. Verse 13. Sorry, John 16, 13. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, he said, God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. By his Spirit. By his Spirit. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. So Lord, what are you saying? So Lord, what do we do to move this church to the next level? Pen and paper in hand. Focusing on that subject matter. That is the only thing on your mind for that moment. It is time to add the next service. We have been in two services. It's time for the third service. What do we do to move there? Latos baratisa kaladarona makatalatis in kotaria. Lakata baroto okozogo alapapa apataka agazala inetelota. Ratwa sakwata latata. While you are there, maybe a scripture burst out in your spirit. You open that scripture. Go through it. Whatever light. Praying in the spirit. Number seven. Number seven. Fasting for light. Fasting for light. Oh yes. Fasting for light. People fast to deal with devils. You can fast to locate light. Father, this fasting is so that I can know what to do for the next 2 days, for the next 3 days. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that you break every yoke. Verse 8 said, after you have done the fast, then shall thy light break forth. Then shall thy light break forth. We use fasting to do many things, but the real things. I am waiting on you, Lord, for only one question. Papa Yedepo said, what is the secret of prosperity? For 3 days. I am waiting for you, on you, Lord, for only one reason. Why is this church crawling like this? If people keep on coming to church at this rate, even for 1,000 years, Jesus may not come. What is the solution? That is why I'm fasting. Fasting for what? Somebody got something. Somebody got something. Somebody got something. Somebody is stepping home to explode somewhere. So it is not the season of fasting that you are too tired to receive anything. And you satisfied your mind that you fasted. Too hungry, too tired, too everything to receive anything. Finally, number eight, connection to your teachers. Connection to your teachers. The message of your father, your pastor, your mentor
When you connect to them, inside what they say, light enters your ears. Isaiah chapter 30 and in verse 9. Just a minute. Verse 20. He said, and though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, it doesn't matter what you are passing through. Never allow your teachers to be removed into any corner. Yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore. But thine ears, I shall see thy teachers, and then thy ears shall hear a word. Behind this saying, this is the way. Walk in it. When you turn to the right and when you turn to the left. Out of the teachings of your teachers flows his voice. Irrespective of the season, the bread of affliction, the water of adversity, you, whatever it is around you, connect to the voice of your teachers. Don't let them be removed aside into a corner. When you have done that, then thy ears will hear a voice. Stand up on your feet. This is the way. This is what to do. This is how to go about it. This is the step. This is the action. This is how to move. So in the time of that fasting for light, let the materials be available. Let the tapes be on. Let the books be on. Let the DVDs be on. From the middle of it, thy ear shall hear a voice. Somebody received something. Who is the one? All right, lift up your hands and lift your voice and let's give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Lift your hands and lift your voice and go ahead and appreciate him. Honor him, adore him, worship him. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Appreciate him. Honor him. Him. El Shaddai. El Ayon. Adonai. Lato Sotoko Papalalala. In the name of Jesus. two prayers we are going to pray, and I want you to pray with passion. Father, flood my life with your light in this season. Please, Lord, give me access to light. I need to be flooded with light. I am tired of the droplets of oil I have been seeing. Like Job, that you opened rivers of oil to. Father, open to me rivers of oil. I connect with light this afternoon. Now you lift your hands and say, Father, I make demands on light. In the name of Jesus, light, rivers of oil, I make demands on it now. Light, 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 and light. Open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, you have the next 7 minutes, and we'll just pray, everybody, including ourselves. The next 7 minutes, inquire for light in one particular area. As we are together on this ground, and anywhere we are together right now in all our locations, gather together. Lord, I just want you to connect me with light in this matter. Show me something. Then show me what to do. Let it be one of the testimonies you will leave this conference with. For many of us, before the 7 minutes expire, God will open a scripture to you. He will show you something. Are you ready for that? Maybe it's a ministry issue, a financial issue, a marital matter, a character issue. Something you have tried to handle. Say, Lord, what is the key to handling this? What is the light? What revelation do I need? What insight for this level I'm trusting you for? Are you ready? Say, Father, I apply for light. That song you are singing, just go on, both on the keyboard, the instrumentation. Show me what to do. Lord, I'm in your hands. I'm ready to follow you. So say, Father, I connect with light. I receive insight. Show me what to do.
Now you can begin to speak and mention the area where you want to know.